One of the most hopeful ideas in the article is that AI is becoming a valuable tool in forensic anthropology, especially when human remains are fragmented, degraded, or difficult to match to missing persons.
Its central claim is important. AI does not replace forensic experts. It acts as a powerful assistant that can process large amounts of data, speed up comparisons, and help investigators focus on the most promising leads.
And that matters so much because identifying unidentified remains is often incredibly difficult, especially when the skeletal evidence is incomplete.
Forensic teams may encounter only a single bone, a partial skull, a jaw, or scattered fragments damaged by weather, animals, or human activity.
Traditionally, forensic anthropology has relied on visual and metric analysis to estimate age, sex, stature, ancestry, and distinctive traits.
Those estimates are useful, but they are probabilistic, not definitive.
So when the remains are incomplete, the number of usable clues drops sharply, and manually comparing them to missing person records becomes slow and labor-intensive.
Investigators may also need to compare skeletal features with dental charts, medical records, photographs, clothing, tattoos, and other personal information, all of which can be limited or inconsistent.
That is where AI enters the process. It can analyze visual and numerical data quickly, which can be a real help when time and evidence are both limited.
Machine learning and computer vision models can examine images of bones and identify patterns that may be hard for a human eye to quantify rapidly.
For example, AI can help estimate age based on skeletal changes, assist in determining stature from measurements, and detect unusual traits such as old fractures, surgical alterations, or other anomalies.
These tools can support biological profiling, but the estimates remain probabilistic and still require expert interpretation.
One of the most important applications is matching fragmented remains.
When only pieces of a skeleton are available, experts must determine whether the fragments belong to the same person or to different individuals.
AI can analyze shape, size, surface texture, and structural relationships between fragments to reduce the number of possible matches.
That is especially useful in disaster response, mass fatality events, or cases where remains have been disturbed.
In those situations, the volume of material to examine can be enormous, and AI can help sort through it more efficiently while leaving the final judgment to trained professionals.
AI is also affecting facial reconstruction.
Forensic artists have traditionally created facial approximations by hand, using a skull as a guide.
Now, AI models can generate facial renderings from skeletal data, sometimes producing multiple possible appearances.
These images are not definitive proof of identity, but they can help guide searches and may trigger recognition from family members or the public.
AI can also support demographic estimation by combining skeletal data with other available information to narrow age range, sex, and ancestry, helping investigators create more focused profiles when searching missing person databases.
The major benefit of AI in forensic anthropology is speed.
In traditional workflows, an expert may spend hours or days comparing skeletal features with missing person records.
AI can perform many of those comparisons much faster, especially when the database is large.
That speed can be critical in active investigations, such as cases involving remains found in national parks, rivers, or disaster zones.
Faster preliminary matching can help investigators contact families sooner, verify leads more quickly, and allocate resources more effectively.
In some cases, quicker identification can also bring closure to families who have been waiting for answers.
AI can also improve consistency.
Human experts are highly skilled, but fatigue, workload, and subjective interpretation can affect analysis.
AI systems can provide a standardized layer of analysis, helping ensure that similar cases receive similar levels of attention.
That does not remove the need for expertise, but it can make the process more reliable and efficient,
However, the article emphasizes that AI must be used carefully.
No AI model should be treated as the final authority on identity.
Forensic science is evidence-based, so AI outputs must be validated, documented, and reviewed by qualified professionals.
Errors can have serious legal and emotional consequences, especially when families are involved.
Bias is a major concern.
If an AI system is trained on data that does not represent the full range of human variation, its estimates may be less accurate for certain populations.
Developers and users must pay close attention to the quality and diversity of training data.
Transparency is also essential.
Investigators, courts, and families need to understand how a result was produced and what level of confidence should be placed in it.
Privacy and ethics are also important.
Forensic work involves sensitive information, including DNA, medical history, and images of the deceased.
AI systems used in this field must handle that data securely and responsibly.
Consent, data protection, and ethical oversight are not optional details. They are central to maintaining public trust in forensic science.
The article concludes that the future of forensic anthropology is likely to be collaborative.
Human expertise and AI will work together rather than compete.
AI can handle repetitive, large-scale analysis, while forensic anthropologists can interpret results, consider context, and make the final scientific judgment.
As models improve, they may better integrate multiple types of evidence, including skeletal measurements, facial reconstruction, and missing person records.
Specialized tools may also emerge for particular challenges, such as mass fatality events, degraded remains, or juvenile skeletal analysis.
These tools could become part of standard forensic workflows, helping laboratories process cases more quickly while maintaining high accuracy.
At the same time, the field will need clear guidelines for using AI in court and public investigations.
Standards, validation studies, and professional training will be essential to ensure that these tools are used ethically and effectively.
The critical takeaway is that AI can make forensic identification faster, more precise, and more humane, but only when used responsibly.
The goal of forensic anthropology is not merely to solve a scientific puzzle. It is to identify the unknown, support families, and bring clarity to painful situations.
AI may not provide answers on its own, but when properly validated and overseen by experts, it can help investigators turn fragments of evidence into meaningful identification, and in many cases, into long-awaited closure.